The European Patent Office podcasts bring you an insight into the technology and innovation shaping the world.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Talk Innovation, the European Patent Office podcast. My name is Catalina Martinez, Senior Researcher in Economics and Policy of Science and Innovation at the Institute of Public Goods and Policies of the Spanish National Research Council in Madrid. Funding constraints are a barrier to innovation, and patents can, among other things, help raise funding when used as collateral. We will learn a lot about this today from Professor Dirk Czarniecki and Felix Bracht from KU Leuven, who have just finished the project Patents as a Source of Finance to Mitigate Financing Constraints, funded by the third edition of the European Patent Office Academic Programme, the call of 2019. Hello, Dirk.
Hello, Catalina. Thanks for having me here today.
It's a pleasure. Hello, Felix.
Hello, Catalina.
Dirk, can you describe the research question of your project, please?
So our project is situated in the area of markets for technology. And we study an angle of these markets for technology that have not been exhaustively investigated in the literature. And that is how intellectual property rights, in particular patents, may help to mitigate financing constraints for research and development, as well as innovation in firms. And the main topic of our project is that intellectual property rights could be used as a collateral in loan negotiations with banks or also other investors, but it's mostly banks.
So patents can also be used as a collateral. What is a collateral? Can you tell us? Because maybe not everyone knows.
So for instance, when firms want to get a loan from a bank, they have to provide some securities in case the firm cannot pay back the loan. And traditionally, one has thought about capital assets, so the firm might have buildings or machines. These can be used as a collateral in loan negotiations. And what has not been looked at a lot is that intellectual property rights, so intangible capital assets, they might also be used as collateral in loan negotiations. So these days, we observe that sometimes firms who want to get a loan from a bank, they do not only provide traditional collateral, but they also chip in intellectual property rights. And we believed or assumed or hypothesized, let's say, that this could facilitate better access to debt capital, which firms might need to invest into research and development.
And what was your motivation behind this research?
I think this research is interesting because what we see in developing countries is that firms have less and less tangible assets. And still, firms are interested in getting access to external finance. And for that, they often still need to provide collateral. And what they can do instead is they can also pledge intangible assets, such as patents, of course.
And what were the findings of your project? Did you find anything useful for alleviating these financing constraints?
We investigated a number of things regarding this question. And first of all, we simply checked whether patents are actually used as collateral at all in loan negotiations. And for that, we obtained data from four local patent offices in European countries, namely Luxembourg, Belgium, Sweden and the Netherlands, because in these countries it's mandatory to report if a patent is used as collateral in a loan negotiation. So the bank, for instance, has then the obligation to report to the patent office that this patent has been used as collateral.
So this doesn't happen in every country. And when patents are used as collateral, firms are not obliged to register everywhere?
Indeed. So in most countries, it's not mandatory to register pledged patents. However, interestingly, in Sweden and the Netherlands, it is mandatory to register pledged patents at the respective patent offices. And both patent offices, the Dutch and the Swedish patent office, were so kind to provide us that information.
Okay, so Dirk, what were the findings? You started to tell us.
Yes, first of all, an interesting finding is that when we compare the number of pledged patents to the population of patents that firms own in these countries, we see that this is a relatively rare event, which is surprising in the first place, because if you think about firms who are engaged in a certain activity in a sector, they always need debt capital, right? So this means every firm, almost every firm, will have loans with banks. And always the banks will require some sort of collateral. That means we can assume that all of the firms that are operating in a certain country have used some sort of capital as collateral. But when it comes to intangible capital assets like the patents, we see that very rarely. And of course, one reason for that could be that firms are hesitating to use their intellectual property as a collateral in loan negotiations, because in the worst case, if they have trouble to pay back the loan, they might lose their IP. And many people say that IP are the most important assets of a firm these days, much more important than capital assets like machinery.
So that would be the point of view of the firm. But I guess banks may also be hesitant, because if a house or a machine is used as a collateral, the value is easier to evaluate to a certain extent. But isn't it the valuation of the patent used as a collateral also an obstacle?
That is actually one interesting point of our study, as you just said. So usually for standard collateral like buildings or machines, we have a book value in our accounting. But for patents, nobody knows the real value of patents, possibly not even the inventors. And therefore, it is difficult for a bank to attach a certain value to a patent. And therefore, we, among other things, suggest in one of the parts of our study that we can use our findings actually to estimate something like a floor value of intellectual property rights that are pledged in loan negotiations. So we find that these firms who pledge patents can obtain more capital compared to the situation if they would have not used patents. Uh-huh. And that increment could possibly be used as an estimate for the value of intellectual property rights.
What we do as well is we compare the pledged with the non-pledged patents to get some idea about what makes patents pledgeable. And what we see here is that pledged patents have on average much more forward citation or family members. And both are strong indicators for a higher patent value. So what we observe basically is that those patents that have been pledged have a higher underlying technological value. And this kind of suggests that banks indeed have a capability to differentiate between less and more valuable patents.
And what was the main difficulty you encountered when doing this difficult and complex research?
So I think the main challenge was definitely to get the data. So in most countries, it's not mandatory to record pledging events. However, luckily in the Netherlands and Sweden, it is mandatory to provide information about pledging events to the respective patent offices. I think another issue was, even though the recording of patent pledging is mandatory, the information was still incomplete. So for instance, we of course require data on the actual pledging event. However, for instance, the Dutch Patent Office did not record the actual patent pledging event. Instead, they recorded the date when the pledging event was recorded in their database. And therefore, we actually had to ask for the actual loan contracts to basically gain information for the actual pledging event and not the event when the patent pledge was recorded at the patent office.
Okay, so I guess you have recommendations for patent offices to change that, no, for the future?
Exactly. So I think that's one of the most important information when it comes to pledging events, to have actually the date of the loan contracts, which reflect the actual pledging date.
And speaking about the recommendations, what would you say were the implications of your findings to business, policy, and society in general?
So our research project is an example on how important intellectual property rights are in today's society, especially how important they are for firms in their business models. And we also see that there is indeed a market for technology. We know this from many other examples, like firms trading patents, from licensing out technologies, and so forth. But our project provides a new angle on this market for technology, and that is the value as collateral. And then also, we find that the pledging of patents is still a rare event, but we made some scenario analysis, and we find, for instance, that the effect of using a patent as a collateral in a loan negotiation increases the amount of capital that firms received access to through a loan by about 30% in the Netherlands and 20 to 25% in Sweden. So we think that these are sizable numbers. And therefore, if that would be done more regularly by firms and the banks keep on assigning the same value to intellectual property rights as they do now, then firms could have much better access to capital for their future investment plans.
Yeah, and I think this might be actually an angle for future research to investigate why we observe so little pledging events. And this might either because banks are reluctant to accept intellectual property rights as collateral, but it might also be that firms are reluctant to offer intellectual property rights as collateral, and to kind of investigate which of the channels dominate. I think that might be a very interesting question for future research.
Indeed. But can I ask something related to what happens beyond Europe? Because in the US, I guess, I know, patents are used as collateral more often, right? So that can also be a difference between Europe and the US in this respect. Have you thought about it?
So there is some research done in the US. However, there are some important differences with respect to the available data. So in the US, small firms are not required to file balance sheet information. Therefore, the research based on US data focuses only on large firms that are traded on the stock market. So I think in Europe, we have the benefit of the very detailed balance sheet information also for small firms. And hence, we were able actually to say something about the pledging events for small firms.
Well, so it's really pioneering work in Europe. You were the first to look at this in Europe, right?
Exactly. And we also see that when looking on firms that pledge patents, most of the firms that pledge patents are small and young firms.
This project was funded by the European Patent Office Academic Research Programme. And my next question would be, in what way was this helpful for you?
Well, first of all, it enabled Felix and me to work on the project. Felix is a PhD student and he could use his time to conduct this research because this EPO grant freed up time, basically, that Felix would have otherwise had to invest in other projects that we have here, which are much more applied, for instance, projects for the Flemish government.
I think another benefit were the workshops that took place and where we could get detailed feedback on our ongoing or on our current status of the research project. And also we had a great opportunity to meet other researchers with similar interests. And in fact, I've recently started a new project with one scholar who received the grant last year. And thanks to the workshop, we actually were able to meet and start a new project.
We have heard about this advantage of the program, of the benefit of creating a community of researchers from other podcasts. So I also agree. And linking to what Dirk said, that this project gave the opportunity to a senior researcher to work on a project with a PhD student. What would be the advice for researchers, young researchers entering this line of research?
Well, I think to become an expert on patent data and micro level, firm level data and all the database construction work that is involved in this means that as a young researcher, you have to invest a lot of time until you reach a level where you can contribute something new to the literature. This means if one starts this, it should not be a side project and otherwise one is interested in other topics, for instance, during the PhD. If one considers to work on patents, then I guess a whole PhD trajectory must be dedicated to this because otherwise one cannot build up the necessary capabilities to contribute to the literature significantly because one has to learn a lot about intellectual property rights, firm level data, patent data, technology policy, and so forth. So it's a large field and yeah, it's challenging to know all the things that are going on there.
And Felix, do you agree? What would be your advice?
One of the most important part of the research is, of course, data. And to get data, it's often very difficult. But when I look at my project here, I got this unique data by actively asking the patent office to provide me the data. And therefore, I would encourage actually a researcher to always go out there, ask people for the data, do not hesitate.
Yeah, I agree. To build a story also behind the data, which sometimes are dry, right? So I think we are coming to an end, but before, I would like to ask you both, what do you think would be the main takeaways from today's podcast? If you give me one sentence.
I guess we all have to invest, besides our professional skills in research, we should also invest in marketing our research. That is still unusual for everybody in our field, I guess, but it's certainly a good exercise to make such a podcast. We should do this more frequently in the future, I think. And in terms of our project findings, is that there is still, the main takeaway is that there is still a lot to do in this field of study, and I can only encourage people to work more on patent topics.
Thank you. And Felix?
One of the main takeaways of our research is I think we should not underevaluate the value of patents as collateral. Firms can use their intangibles as collateral to get access to external finance.
Yeah, I think I could add to this that this is one channel of mitigating financing constraints that we add to the very traditional ones.
Patents have multiple roles and firms are starting to use them all, no? Information, protection, and now even collaterals. Well, I thank you very much, Dirk and Felix, for your time and for sharing the results of these very interesting projects with us. And I just want to add that if our listeners want to know more about this and other projects, please visit the dedicated website of the European Patent Office Academic Research Program. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Catalina.
Thank you. Bye.
Subscribe to the European Patent Office's podcast channel, Talk Innovation, at epo.org or on your favorite podcast platform. Let's Talk Innovation.